here we are again. Except this time it is the end of the year soon. It is the 30th of December. Tomorrow will be the 31st. New Year's Eve. Unlike most other New Year's Eves, because I fear that nothing will be happening New Year's Eve because of the COVID experience. It's funny how I don't even remember what I did last New Year's Eve because the years are becoming foggy. Like time has been standing still as I've artificially been staying in the house all the time and doing nothing. And just when we thought that it was over and people got vaccinated and all of that, and we thought that we could go outside again and our lives would slowly become normal again, another strain came. Some people say it's because of karma, or it's God, or it's Kali Yuga. Perhaps it's just because of the way that we have been living on this earth for so long, have been treating this earth and each other for so long. Maybe we can call that karma. I guess that would fit. What I would call it is consequences. Consequences of not only things that we did in the past. You see, it would be good if it was because of things we did in the past, but it's not about what we did in the past. That's the problem. The problem is that we keep doing the same things over and over again. People tell us to move on. Stop talking about slavery. Move on. Stop talking about genocide. Move on. Stop talking about the wars and violence. And we all try to find peace. We try to find love. We find ways to deal with the way we live, and we try to find ways to work with our neighbors and our loved ones and with other countries. We try to find ways to heal the brokenness and to bind up this world that is in pain and suffering. But we can't do that because the same type of people that did things in the past are doing the exact same things now. When you see people hollering about racism, or hollering about hatred of immigrants, or hollering about violence and wars, or hollering about injustice, they're not hollering about the past. They're talking about now. And if these practices stopped right now, the past would disappear. It would become only a dream. It would become a lesson to teach us how to not live. But there are those who do not only cling to the past, but continue to do the actions from the past, which continually reignites old feelings and old pain. And then people react just as they should, because they're still being attacked. So we find ourselves in a world where the government is so entrenched with corporations that some people do not want to take vaccines for medicine because they don't trust the government. They don't trust that what they're saying is true, because we have more than 100-something millionaires in Congress, and most of the judges on the Supreme Court are millionaires. We have more lobbyists than they are representatives, making a fortune writing laws to support corporations, and we have a corporation that is withholding the formula to create vaccines for third world countries that could have stopped this pandemic. They want to make as much money as they can, so they have whole big swaths of countries all over in Africa and all over parts of the world that are like a petri dish, so that this virus can adapt itself and adapt itself and adapt itself. And if they're allowed to do this, they could have this virus adapting itself for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And we can't do anything about it because our government is bought and paid for. And for some reason, they are under the twisted, warped belief system that corporations are against the law and they can't do anything to stop corporations from being criminals. That, I think, is the major problem. The problem for us in our life on this planet Earth right now. The problem is that greed, ignorance, lack of courage, and lack of faith has risen to such a level that we can no longer survive. We are killing ourselves. We try to blame it on God. We try to blame it on the cycles of time. We try to blame it on karma. Has nothing to do with any of those things. It has to do totally with human behavior and human greed. And as long as we don't take care of the one thing that we need to take care of on this earth, nothing will get solved. And that is a sad thing, and that is a frightening thing, because people aren't willing to do that. What is that one thing we need to take care of? We need to begin to build communities. And we need to not only find self-worth by putting others down. We can't find self-worth by taking pride in the ancestors who went before us and who built things like institutions and nations that we had no hand in just because we were born in their lineage, and then trying to prop up that false esteem by beating, kicking, stealing from others, and putting others down. As long as we are self-loathing, and we loathe those with less power over other people and things than we have, we're doomed. And this virus that we have can be drug out for centuries. Fact is that many of us, people in my age range, might die before this thing is gone, might die as we find ourselves locked away, wearing masks and trying to protect ourselves from this disease, or trying to stand up and be bold and go out without masks and vaccines and probably catch the disease or spread it to people who are weaker than us, and we'll be guilty of killing people, guilty of keeping most of the human race in prison for centuries as big pharmaceutical companies bank on the next variant, make a fortune, and while they and crooked politicians become lords of the earth. Visit us at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, where you can find links to our many channels and many stations where we are working to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. You can find a link there for some of our Groupon offerings, where we offer not only life coaching, spiritual life coaching to help us deal with the issues of the day, but also massage and body work. Once again, that is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. We want to keep body work and life coaching affordable for those who cannot afford it. At our website, we have a GoFundMe campaign running where you can make a small donation so that we can help people deal with the stress and the strain of the day. We are at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. Please become a partner with us by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. You can also subscribe to this radio station and leave a donation so that we can keep doing the greater work that we're doing right now. Now back to the show. How can we do this? How can we stop this from happening? I definitely think that we need to work to stop it from happening. I don't want to sound like a broken record, and I hope that I am not sounding like an alarmist. But in our hearts and minds, we have to change. We have to begin to take back this world, step by step, beginning with ourselves and those in our community and spreading it out. We have to create a world of peace. We can't depend on our leadership to do it, and if we need to depend on our leadership to do it, we need to depend on new leadership. One way to do this is to look at the people running for office and see the ones who have the most money and vote for the ones who don't have as much money instead of voting for the ones with tons of money. If they have tons of money, you know that they're getting them from large corporations who are looking out for their own interests instead of ours. We need to spurn those with the most money and most corporate links. We need to begin to vote for people not with the most charisma, but the ones with the purest hearts. Even those who don't want the position. Those who work in communities or who work in places that we don't recognize and who think that the politicians are all just trying to make a living instead of working for us. Even though people can pretend as though there are people like that, we need to be able to discern who is a good leader versus who can stand up, shout out, and have a lot of charisma. Charisma doesn't win the day. I think the main problem in our society is that we have learned to think of leaders as people with a lot of charisma, who talk fast, who smile, who walk around, who attract everyone's attention, not realizing that those people often end up being very vain and self-centered. And they usually have small egos as soon as their fame and their fortune and the love that people show for them begins to be threatened. They'll do anything they can to keep that. Or they'll attack people and try to destroy them if they feel that they are interfering with their opportunities for adoration. It's time to be able to look at people and to see their hearts and to see that their heart tells them that as a leader of a multicultural, diverse nation, they need to lead the whole nation and pull it together. instead of concentrating on one little group and pulling things apart. And I don't mean only on the federal level or state level or governmental level. I mean on every level we need to begin to find leaders with heart, not those looking for fame, driven by unresolved suffering and issues, those who are unhealed, lashing out because they hate the world. They had an argument or something with a teacher 10 years ago and they never spoke up, so they feel that now they have to speak up and fight against anything. We need people who are healed. People who are powerful, yes, but who are loving, kind, just, able to use their imaginations to see things and to view things from other people's point of view. And people who can use their emotion to the extent that they can feel what the other people are feeling and know what must be done to help everyone. We need people who are loyal to the group they're supposed to be representing and who, through their awareness, realize that there is an interconnectivity in this world, and one thing, the actions of one group affects the actions of another. We need healers instead of warriors. Healers who work to fight against disease, fear, and ignorance and doubt, in order to heal the world, not someone who wants to take the sword and just go out wildly attacking everything. Because the problem is, when one takes on an identity and one clings to that identity, one recreates the conditions that made one take on that identity. So if one's identity and pride is in being an activist and fighting against injustice, if one finds oneself in a place where there isn't injustice, one will look and search for the smallest thing they can find, and that will be their battle. But if one is a healer and one is fighting to heal injustice and create justice that way, when one finds oneself in a group where it's healthy, one looks for the little thing that is unhealthy and tries to heal it, one becomes an asset to one's community, to one's family, to one's tribe, instead of a person who is destroying, kicking, beating all the time, and who can possibly become their own enemy. For as a teacher, Bill Jones, once said, be careful how you choose your enemies, because one day you will be like them. If all of your actions and activities are based on destroying another person, you often have to take on their characteristics. And if you are not careful, the image of that person, the mirror image, is what you become. And so, I'm saying today, as this year is about to end, that we need to change our lives. We need to change our thoughts and our very way of being. We need to shift this paradigm. And the main things we need to shift away from are the three jewels, the three poisons, actually, of anger, greed, and delusion. the delusion that has been created for the last 6,000 years. The one that we have been taught that says that we only have worth if we have control over other people, and we only have worth if we can get large groups of people to praise us, as is measured in the amount of money we make. That is the big lie. That is the delusion. And as long as it is in place, we will be destroyed. Not only by this COVID virus, or the big corporations taking advantage of this COVID virus by laying off people and pretending like there are no people to work so they can get people to work double and triple time, but also by our virus of fear, greed, hatred for the other, which is often followed by authoritarianism, fascism, false religion, and war. Namaste, folks.